going to be a bummer when you have to replace me, I guess.
Replace you?
Fuck you, Fernando. You're going to replace me? You can't replace me.
I could find a million people.
You could find a million people like me. Is that what you're saying?
Hey.
Name one.
We'll only have people who are on the first episode.
So name one that Atlas. You find like me.
Atlas was in Atlas that first episode. Solid,
actually.
Atlas could do it.
You had to wait a few years.
He'll be sitting like, Nando!
Nando!
Double doinks and sackles.
Teaching you how to football.
Can you teach me how to football?
We're going to try to this year, man. I promise you. It's going to be my best effort I'm ever going to give something.
You'll give a good effort for anything.
That's fair enough.
Effort.
Season 2, Episode 2. In this episode, we are going to go over our division winners, predictions.
Shall we introduce ourselves again?
We can introduce ourselves, yeah. I'm Fernando, by the way.
I'm Jimmy G, the stat boy.
Just not the Raider boy anymore.
No, that didn't work. We'll think of something else.
That was weird. It was weird, right? When he's like, I'm the Raider boy.
Yeah, the Raider boy was.
And I'm Travis. Welcome back to Double Doinks and Sackles, Season 2, Episode 2. Fernando, how are you still feeling?
I still only have one arm.
It hasn't healed? No.
It hasn't healed.
I know it's been a full week since our last episode.
Man.
But I still only have one arm.
Still one arm. One arm man. Shall we give you like a trivia question to start off this episode?
Yeah, what do you got, stat boy?
Jimmy G's dry stat of the day. Here
dry
we go.
Stat. The top 8 rushers last year. Give them to me.
Top 8, like total yards?
Rushing yards.
Okay.
Derrick Henry is definitely one of them.
That is correct. That's one.
I'm going to say Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs was number 1.
That's what I thought.
Saquon has to be up there.
Saquon was 4.
Top 8 rushers. Is Justin Fields up there?
I thought you would never get that. That's number 7.
There you go.
Yeah.
Justin Fields has
got to be
the
quarterback
yards.
Up there by that point.
Yeah, because Lamar was injured too many games. Yeah.
Is
Dalvin Cook up there?
I was going to say, is Dalvin Cook up there?
Dalvin Cook is 6th on there.
Yeah. Right.
Who are we missing?
Who's he play for this year?
Maybe the Jets?
Not yet. No one, anyone knows.
We don't know yet.
I'm still going to go Dolphins on this one. I think it's going to be the Dolphins.
We're missing 2, right?
Missing 2. Missing 3. You're missing the 3rd, you're missing the 5th, and you're missing the 8th.
Is Travis Etienne up there?
He is 9th outside of the top
8.
Just outside.
Yeah. I think that's why he picked top 8, because he wanted you to.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, that's I like that. Good for you.
CMC.
CMC is 8.
Yeah,
all right.
He's up there.
Kenneth Walker the 3rd.
He is not on this list.
Ooh, no.
He's a little bit lower.
He didn't start up till like, I think it was like 4 or 5
minutes. I know, I'm just throwing season. Names out
this
there.
This must be riveting. Podcast. Two more before people click off.
Yeah. Where to go?
Who am I? I'm drawing blanks. I'm shooting blanks.
I'm going to go with Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders is 5th on this list.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's now on Carolina. Who you play for? Carolina.
I don't have the last one.
The 3rd one makes a really good pun. It's a really good pun for a phallus. It's Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb
is your last one.
That's fair enough.
All right.
Hey, 7 out of 8 isn't bad.
Not bad.
And hey, I got Justin Fields. So
you got Justin Fields. Justin also, 8 Fields. Out of 9 wouldn't be bad if you would have given me ETN by then.
No, we didn't. We actually didn't go with that time. No.
But anyway, here we are back again for football talk. And this is the nitty gritty. This is what you guys all tune into, all 6 of you, by this point. Fernando, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about our division winners, playoff teams for the upcoming season. Of course, all predictions. We can't read the future. We just think we know the future.
I definitely can predict the future.
Where do you want to start? AFC?
I'm always down for the AFC.
Go with the AFC West.
Okay. That's easy. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
100%.
As long as Mahomes is there, it's always the Chiefs.
If Mahomes and Kelce both stay healthy, it doesn't matter who else plays for that team.
Do you have your full like standings? Like who you think is like? I got Broncos finishing 2nd in this division.
So all right, if we want your full standings,
the Broncos are going to have a bounce back with a new coach. I think he'll mentor Russell Wilson as he did Drew Brees. They're similar, like, stature and everything, like, similar, like, mobility, I think, Denver. And I got the Chargers third. The only reason the Chargers are below Denver is coaching. Chargers coach is shit. I'm shocked he still has a job.
I don't know how you go 27-0 and then lose that game in the playoffs and still keep your job. And all they did is they just fired like the offense coordinator. The offense coordinator isn't the one that like ran your defense.
They got a better offensive coordinator now.
They did get a better. Kellen Moore is fantastic. I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be really good for Austin Eckler too, for any fantasy football fans out there. I have the Chargers finishing 2 in that division.
Okay.
I think you're right with the Sean Payton and the Broncos thing. I think that it's very accurate. I think that they are going to take a step forward. I think the Chargers are still going to finish with like 11 games, maybe 10 games this year.
So you got Denver like, 10-7, 11-6, yeah. And the Chargers about the same. Like they might tie. I just think Denver's going to win the tiebreaker.
That's fair enough. And then the Raiders.
Yeah. And like Jimmy G.
Sorry about your team.
Yeah, sorry about your boy.
He was a good quarterback. The best quarterback that Kyle Shanahan has ever had.
He was a good, like, anybody can be a good quarterback and put up wins in that Niner team. That team is stacked all around.
I love Brock Purdy by this point. But we'll get to the NFC West a little bit later. But no, I agree with that. I think the AFC West is pretty much just straightforward.
I remember last year we were all about the AFC West. We were like, this division is fucking stacked. All 4 teams could make the playoffs. I believe only 2 did.
Only 2 did for that point.
And Denver was the one we all thought would be better. But I think they'll be better this year. They got some good players. They got good weapons on offense. Yeah. Russell Wilson, you know, it's like Rodgers last year. Had a shitty year. You know, he can bounce back. He's a veteran. He'll figure it out.
He missed the playoffs.
All right, AFC North. This one was kind of tough for me. But assuming Joey Burrow. I'm handicapped, okay?
That's right. Wow. You're handicapable, I believe.
I'm handicapable. So if Burrow is going to be healthy, I got the Bengals with that division.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the Bengals in that division as well. I actually just read an article today that said that Joe Burrow is expected to play week 1.
Okay.
So if you get a healthy Joe Burrow week 1, I mean, I think Joe Mixon has a lot to prove this year. This is probably the last year with Teo Tocinco, I believe, or Boyd. It's one of those two guys I think is up after this year. But, you know, like the window for, like, the offense that they have, I think, is closing down.
Yeah, because Burrow's going to get paid soon, and they can't keep everybody else.
They can't keep everybody else. And I think that they have addressed the offensive line. Hopefully this is the year that they actually protect Burrow by that point. Who knows? But I do believe that the Bengals are the hands-down favorite in this division.
Yeah, I got the Bengals, too.
I got Baltimore second, assuming Lamar stays healthy.
Yeah, I actually agree with you too. Yeah, the Ravens also. Yeah, it was second.
It's about to go off.
Yeah, no, no.
I thought we were just going one by one.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the Ravens as well. I think, I mean, the offense should be really good this year. Lamar Jackson is out here talking about he's going to throw for over 5,000 yards.
He might rush for 5,000 yards.
He might have total 5,000 yards.
Yeah, you know, rush and pass combined.
He does not have many receivers on that team.
I mean, he's got Odell Beckham.
He's got ODB a year off and, you know, one knee. He's got Rashad Bateman still.
His top projected receiver is Zay Flowers.
I like Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers should be pretty good.
You only like him because he's a Jaguar last year.
No. You think about Zay Jones. Zay Flowers is a rookie. Is a rookie from the University of Maryland by that point. Wow.
But we can add that part up.
J.K. Dobbins should maybe come back this year. Gus Edwards will be.
Isn't he supposed to come back every year?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying. I think the Ravens actually have a solid team. They're one of those teams that we talk about year to year that have good coaching, a good organization, and they're always going to be in the conversation for something. You know what I mean? So, Lamar got paid, so there's no reason why he can fake he's injured anymore, which I still believe he did in the playoffs last year.
Who do you got finishing third in that division?
Third in the division? I got the Steelers finishing third in that division.
I'm going on a limb. I'm going to say Cleveland.
No, because once again...
Again, fuck Watson. Terrible person. Shitty person. I just think they're going to have... They're one of those teams who are going to have a better year. And I'm not sold on Kenny Pickett. Like, I got to see more out of him in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh almost goes ahead of Ravens on my predictions. Almost.
That's what I'm saying.
They're so close.
Like I think I almost went with Pittsburgh over Baltimore by this point. I think Pittsburgh's going to take a big step up. I think Najee Harris gets back. Like he had the Lisfranc issue like last year. Jalen Warren is a fantastic backup as well. We saw what he could do last year. You know, what do you got? George Pickens out there, who could be amazing.
A top five receiver.
Deontay Johnson is also out there still. And Kenny Pickett takes a step up. Their tight end, get Muth out there doing his thing. And once again, Tomlin is not going to let them have a losing season. So you pick either 9 games or above for them, and that's a decent finish. You know what? I'm going to change my pick. I'm going to say the Steelers take second in that division.
Ooh.
And then, he who should not be named anymore by that.
I just think Cleveland's going to...
I hope they stay at the bottom
Cleveland's
of the
division. Cleveland's going to steam them?
For the rest of everything.
They're not going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to finish last.
They're going to land a giant steamer in that division right there, and it's going to be smoking.
It's going to smell.
All right, East, AFC.
Now this... Should we save this for last? Or save the other one last?
Well, the other one's easy. Let's just go to the South real fast. The South's easy.
Jacksonville, Tennessee, Houston, Indianapolis.
Definitely the Colts, right?
Yeah, Jacksonville, Tennessee. I'm going to go Indianapolis and then Houston to finish that.
I think Colts winning all. Winning the division, right?
You got the Colts winning the division. It's a bold pick. I put 20 on that right now. Now, it's Jacksonville's division to lose. I think a lot of people have been sleeping on the Titans. I think the Titans are a much better team than...
If everyone stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest key by that point. I think the Titans are going to compete. The Jacksonville Jaguars have never ran that division ever. They've never gone undefeated in a season against the AFC South before. Best they ever got was like 5-1. I think it was during the 2017 run that they had. But Tennessee is still going to make some noise. You know? I mean, we don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for them at the end of the season. I don't believe it's going to be Ryan Tannehill. I don't believe that he's going to stay healthy this year. And Malik Willis is supposed to look pretty good in practice right now.
Allegedly.
Don't forget Will Levis. Fun fact.
Who is the youngest starting quarterback in the AFC South?
Is it Trevor Lawrence?
It's Trevor Lawrence. You dang
if
right.
If he has Shocking. A question about the South, it's going to be a Jacksonville.
But they got two rookies that just got drafted out there. Right? And it's still Trevor Lawrence.
Hey,
still the
who finds Trevor Lawrence attractive, even bald?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Big nose. Looks... Apparently Google doesn't have any information on that.
Google doesn't know either.
She doesn't know.
Google, stop.
I know. So, right. I'm the South is, I think, pretty easy, right? I mean, we're all pretty much there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston and Indy at the bottom is the only thing we're disagreeing on.
That's fair
enough. Which team is going to be worse?
I think Houston's making a step forward.
That's what I think. That's why I got them finishing third instead of last.
I don't know, man.
I'm not sure CJ Stroud is their answer.
I think Gardner Minshew can, with a healthy like JTT and the wide receiving core they have.
JTT is not running the ball for the Colts this year.
You want to put a dollar bet on that one?
No.
Somehow I feel like the Chiefs are going to get him.
Oh, that'd be nasty. That'd be unfortunate for everybody.
That just really bad.
No, but I think Minshew could lead the Colts enough. So let's go to the East. The East is the meat. This is the division I think that last year we thought the West was going to be, right? Where we thought there's not going to be a losing team in this division.
Oh, there will be.
There might be in this one. I don't know. I don't even know about that. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard to count them out. I mean, they were almost a playoff team.
Almost.
Last year. They're right up there with it.
Well, who do you have winning the division?
The Buffalo Bills.
And I think a very, very close second will be the Jets, 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 Jets.
Oh, no. No.
I just don't trust Tua to stay healthy for a year. He's going to get concussed in week 4, miss 2 or 3 games.
Miss 7 games. You can't see my hands, but...
Wow. Throwing up gang signs.
Wow.
No, I think... I hear what you're saying on it. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins as number 2 overall.
All this right. one.
I think the Dolphins are gonna really push the Bills this year.
It's your life
as well.
I have the Bills winning. I have the Jets coming second, and I have the Dolphins still making the playoffs at the third in that division.
Wow!
I think that
3 playoff teams in that division. Fair enough. No, I mean I'm I think we're all going to agree that the Patriots probably finished last in the division.
Absolutely.
By that point. It just comes down to who's second and third. I mean, it's still the Bills division lose.
The Bills
window is closing. You don't
like it's just like the Bengals. Yeah. And if Diggs is going to be he's just being a diva.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like that at the end of Minnesota. He's doing it in Buffalo.
I think it's my dark horse pick for Dalvin Cook, by the way. Dalvin Cook goes to the Bills, runs with James Cook.
And the Cook brothers?
That is a nasty backfield right there. That's a great 1-2 punch. And if the Bills get Dalvin Cook, man. I mean, I think that the thing they were missing last year was consistent running back play that really kept them out of it because it forced Josh Allen to have to keep throwing the ball as much as he did, which led to as many turnovers as he had and stuff like that. Also, losing his coach definitely hurt him a lot more last year. You could see it. You could see what, what's the dude?
McDermott?
No, Sable, Dable?
Brian Dable.
That was his offense coordinator in Buffalo.
He went to New York by that point.
And you saw what Danny Dimes did last year. I mean, once again, Josh Allen is a fantastically athletic and a great athlete and a great quarterback. But losing coaching sometimes, like we've talked about this in the past, and, you know, you're going to fucking roll your eyes. But, like, when Trevor Lawrence got Doug Peterson, what happened from there?
Eyes rolled. You guys can't see it, but my eyes definitely rolled.
You saw what happened last season with even Kirk Cousins, with your new coach and, like, the focus that they put on it. Like, coaching has a lot more to do with quarterback play, no matter how good a quarterback is or not. Russ Wilson, that's a great one from last season. Russell Wilson had Nathaniel Hackett, who's a hack job by that point. Keep my coach's name out of your mouth. But Russell Wilson had a big step back, and he's a future Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? And you're predicting this year with Sean Payton what he's going to do. So I mean, that I think that just goes with coaching by that point.
100%.
So I think the Bills window is closing though.
So who are your three wild card teams?
Can we just go one at a time on this one?
Sure.
I'm going to go the Ravens are one of my wild card teams.
I have the Ravens as one as well.
I don't have them.
No, fair enough. Who's your number one wild card team then?
Probably Jets.
The Jets are one of mine.
Jets are not one of mine. My second one is going to be the Dolphins.
I have the Dolphins on mine.
The Dolphins will start off like 7-1, and then they'll finish like 7-8 and 10 or whatever it is.
Oh, so close.
That Dolphin
so
team close. Is
17 games is hard for you to do math, right?
8-9.
There it is.
That Dolphin team is stacked.
And my third wild card team? The Denver Broncos.
I saw that coming. You telegraphed that one when we talked about the AFC West. Andrew, who's your third wildcard team?
My third is the Chargers.
That's a fair one right there. My third wildcard team, ready for the mic drop on this one.
I think I know what it is.
Well, you can read my paper. You can absolutely
read
my paper.
I can't. You have chicken scratch. I can't read that. That is fair enough. Shit.
It's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is what I was going to say.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to sneak their way, sneaky snakes, into the playoffs at this point. Give me Mike Tomlin coming back.
Do you know why I believe in the Dolphins? Even if Tua gets hurt, do you know who their backup quarterback is?
Right now, their backup quarterback is...
He did well last year in backup duty, but not for the Dolphins.
No, who's their backup quarterback?
We're not talking about Skylar Thompson. We're not talking about Teddy Two Gloves because he went some other place.
No, Teddy Two Gloves just got fined recently.
He's joining... another team. No, that guy is Mike White.
Mike White is a backup.
Mike Hot White.
Mike Man. Hot White is the backup for the Dolphins right now.
I like
because
Mike White.
Because of that, that's why you think the Dolphins are going to be
If Tua gets hurt, and he might get hurt.
So you're putting all your eggs.
Mike White was able Mike to White like basket. Run the offense somewhat well.
I mean, that's a Mike White endorsement from Jimmy
G. But he also, like the Niners, the Dolphins, roll your eyes on the Niners, mention. They have a lot of weapons on that team.
No, I mean, the team is stacked.
You just need someone competent. I think Mike White did fairly competently.
I have them making it there. I think they're going to challenge the Bills for the first overall seed on that one. Mm-hmm. I think that, not the first overall seed, but the first in the division. They're going to challenge them 100% because a team is stupid good. I mean, it's ridiculously good. And if Dalvin Cook were to join them as well, once again, you're just upgrading this offense to even more versatile offense. But at the end of the day, Mike White is who you're going to put your eggs in the basket.
If they have to go that far, and then it'll be Skylar Thompson, and then I don't.
So wait, are we going over like championship games, and are we going
to
go?
We do that at the end.
We'll get there.
But we try to take a break right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect time.
All right, taking a break. Insert commercial here.
Let's take a break and listen to some commercials. If you're listening to this podcast, you're obviously here for Double Doinks and Sackles. But what's this thing called Social Dragonfly on here?
So, you got notes for me? You got questions?
I had questions. Just these are questions I thought of asking my niece.
Okay, just a read real quick.
With this podcast, I learn things about myself or talk about other subjects like Asian hate or lighter subjects like baking or travelogues of my trip around the world. But sometimes I talk to people or friends that I want to learn more about.
I'm known as Andrew Kickball still on
your
phone.
Yes. So firstly, let me see it right now. Let's look. Let's see it in this text thread. Yes, Andrew Kickball.
Oh my God. I have not ever played kickball.
No, but you played kickball.
Yeah,
and that's how was the identifier
for you.
Yeah, I've just been really lucky. So I'm extremely optimistic about everything. I try to stay positive all the time, and I feel like, you know, usually that works out pretty well. There's been plenty of stuff I've tried that didn't work out or that I failed at or anything like that, but I just try to stay positive. I mean, we get one life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make the most of it.
Actually, on the way to Temecula, so let's go to Temecula.
Okay, we'll go to that restaurant. By the time we get there, we can hit up a few thrift shops and then go for, like, a late lunch.
You and your thrifting.
I love thrifting.
And learn about other things along the way in this thing called life.
But essentially the doctors are like, yeah, just give them whatever. Outside of like honey and cow's milk, which is still like a no-no to like everyone.
He's
done.
He's not.
We'll leave that in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I'm not listening. Don't worry.
Yeah.
100% listening.
Yeah, right.
Do they have any answers for us?
Spoiler alert. No answers.
We have
no answers. No answers on parenting.
A high percentage of nurses that are type A, that's why we're going into this field. We are very, you know, demanding of ourselves and like things done a certain way, but you have to kind of be able to still roll with the punches. And obviously, it's not fun all the time. And you have to be willing to adapt and not take things too seriously sometimes.
This is Social Dragonfly. I hope you come back here for more of these conversations. Get them whenever you get your podcasts.
We're back.
Talk about the NFC now, right, Fernando?
It looks that way, because we just did the AFC, so it only makes sense to move on to the NFC, am I right?
I mean, logic would declare, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check the script. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's
all right, so I'm going to start off with the West. How's that sound?
West sounds good.
I'm going to go, it's the easy pick for the West. It's got to be the Niners. They got the best team, and they're the one team who doesn't need that star quarterback or that big-name quarterback to do well.
You got three average ones, somewhat.
You think Darnold is average?
Why does everyone keep giving Darnold a try?
About there.
I don't know, because he's a high draft pick. And
he saw ghosts. That should have like killed his career. And then he...
Is your Purdy boy going to be starting week one?
I think he's going to be fine. I think people may have understand what makes him tick, his tendencies and stuff as they go along, as everyone learns in the second year. But maybe Trey Lance might come back into play at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I've
heard so many trade rumors with Trey Lance. Like, they just want to get rid of him.
There's a Tampa one. There's a one for...
I've heard Minnesota because he's from there.
The Titans, because the 49ers, this old, like, personnel person is their, like, GM now. So maybe like getting Trey Lance to Titans.
Another quarterback on the Titans? They already got three quarterbacks as it is right now.
Well, he's going to be a running back there, obviously, because he's shown he's going to be a running back.
I don't know. I definitely have the 49ers finishing that division. The big question is who finishes second, third, I think. Because I think we all have the Arizona Cardinals finishing last in this division.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Absolutely.
So what is the placement of second and third in the NFC West?
So based off of last year, I think they can keep it going. I'm going Seattle.
I pick Seattle as well. I think they trust Geno. I think they trust Geno enough to like lean into it. Lean into it.
I also have Seattle in this one. Yeah. I have Seattle, I have the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be much more competitive this year.
If they can stay healthy. It's again, the, like health last year really, they got the injury bug.
I think that's going to be...
The Rams could be, one of those, the sneaky teams.
It's going to be, I think, a much more difficult division to win. I mean, you can beat up on the Cardinals all day, there's two wins for you. But outside of that, I think all the other teams, they always play each other really hard over there in the NFC West. So I will take the Rams as a third, but man, it's gonna be close. I don't see how
the Rams do anything positive this year. Like their offensive line is kind of lame. They have just Kupp as a wide receiver.
I mean, do you need more?
No, I guess not. But if Kupp's your only option, and you got Stafford, who is
old,
coming off that injury from last year, and his O line is not.
Listen, Matt Stafford still has probably one of the more stronger arms like the NFL. But you still got Cooper Kupp. You got a plethora of young wide receivers.
Name out there that one like, wide receiver on the Rams besides
Van
Cooper Kupp.
Van something or other.
Van Jefferson.
All right.
There it is.
The second best Jefferson in the NFL.
There you go. Well, that's my,
that wide receiver.
That actually my wide receiver for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I was like, there might be another Jefferson out there that we're not thinking of at
right.
this point.
At wide receiver, the second best
you Jefferson. Got rid of Sony Michel by this point. He retired.
He
retired after like 5 years.
Heard a fact that Sony Michel played in Georgia
mm-hmm.
with that guy. With Stetson Bennett. And Stetson Bennett played at Georgia for 7 years now or something, and finally he's in the NFL, and Sony Michel retires
also,
as soon as he comes in.
Real fast, if Matt Stafford does get injured, they do have Stetson Bennett behind him as well.
Oh, okay, so that'll be the that'll
be interesting by that point to see what the rookie could do. I mean, he's probably about as old as Matt Stafford is by this point. I think he played like 7 years in college or something around those lines. He was like, Brandon Whedon, right? Brandon Whedon was like 26 when he got drafted. I think Stetson Bennett was like right around the same age.
Who was drafted by the Panthers. Winky?
Chris Winky.
He was like 26 or 27
out of Florida
State.
Yeah. Stetson Bennett, though, I believe is the backup for Matt Stafford right now, which is fantastic. But I think, once again, you still have Aaron mm-hmm. Donald, who's the best NFL player. Arguably, the secondary got hurt by losing Jalen Ramsey.
Stetson's third. Brett Rippin is the second.
We'll see how the playoffs how the preseason works out for him. Stetson Bennett, my sleeper pick of the year.
So we got backup quarterbacks. He's going with Mike White. You're going with Stetson Bennett. Man, we are rusty.
There are better players than the Dolphins rusty. Versus the Rams.
Right? All right, moving on. All right, we're gonna
do the North last.
Sure.
Because I have a like that one's the most to dissect. I think
shocking. You think that?
Let's go to the East.
The East is pretty easy. It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles. I got the Giants finishing second.
I got the Cowboys finishing.
Oh, you have the Giants finishing second.
I'm gonna go.
You believe it's Daniel Jones?
Danny Dimes. Take Danny Dimes over Dak Prescott.
The $40 million man.
That's right.
No.
And then I think we all have Washington finishing last.
Yeah.
I have the Cowboys finishing second.
It's going to be the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's going to be the Giants.
I think the Giants are actually going to take a step back. I actually have the Giants finishing last in that division. I have the Washington football former Taylor Heineke Commies finishing and TBA by this point because they're probably going to change the name again with the new ownership set.
Back to the football team.
I want to go back to the football team.
I think it should be the Hogs.
The Hogs would be that's my pick. But
they had the guys dressed up as dresses in the 80s. They wore the pink dresses. The Hogs.
I mean, I'm just
saying.
That's
a great name for an NFL team.
I'm saying right now, if it's not the Hogs, bring back the football team.
I agree.
There is a petition out there for, you know, probably all...
And all the politicians are a bunch of pigs anyway, so like if they're out of D.C.,
that's what I'm saying.
So Hogs makes the most sense.
There is a petition out there right now that's been signed by like thousands of people, probably all Trump supporters by that point, to bring back the name of the former team, the Redskins,
the R word.
Yeah. On that one, which just always blows my mind on it. You know, the Guardians, you know, changed their name from the Indians by that point. You're not getting the Redskins back.
No.
You're just not going to have it back. The Redskins belong down in the same hole as the quarterback that shall not be named that plays for the Cleveland Browns. Right down there. Just leave them in a pit. Tell them put the lotion on the skin or the hose again and call it a day by that point. Yeah.
So why do you think the Giants have it to be second place?
I like their coach. I like their defense a lot.
Okay.
And their running attack with Saquon and even Danny Dimes. I think, you know, he took a step in the right direction last year. They won a playoff game. I think they're going to keep striding in the right direction.
Who'd they beat last year?
I was going to ask that, too. Damn it.
You guys are fucking assholes.
Hey, man. One season off. We got to bring stuff back up. In the.
I don't know. For those of you listening, I need new friends.
That's fair enough.
ASAP.
Good luck.
All right. To the worst division, I think, in all of football, the NFC South.
Yeah, it's definitely probably the worst division in all of football by that point.
So for this one, I got the Saints winning the division. Mainly because of their defense. And they might have the best quarterback in the division at Derek Carr.
I mean, we don't know what Bryce Young has behind him.
But
he could have an amazing season.
Or Kyle Trask. Baker hasn't even won the job yet by that point. My favorite quote from Baker Mayfield in the preseason so far has been, he's like, "Listen, man, I'm not Tom Brady." We're like, "Yeah, we know." He's like, Tom Brady did things different. He's like, he won games. You know what I mean? Like, Baker's trying to go off this resurgence. He had, like, that little stint in Los Angeles last year, right? Where, like, you're like, maybe he's still got something. He doesn't.
He might.
He doesn't.
You don't think he does? He's just done?
I mean, you know, the one thing he is going for him down there is decent coaching. The defense really hasn't, like, switched over too much from what it was, like, last year. And they're pretty solid. And he's still got, you know, two of the best receivers, like, tandem, like, in the league with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
If he can hit him. I've seen some throws.
He's got to hit him. That's good.
He is overthrowing
everybody. And I think on, like, a little sneaky pick back there, I think Rashad White as the running back, I think having a full season now under his belt, I think he's actually going to be, like, sneaky good.
Are you going to draft him in the first round of fantasy?
I might take him in the first round of fantasy. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be him or Stetson Bennett right now.
Mike White. Don't forget Mike White.
No, I'm going to leave him to you. I couldn't take that from you.
Yeah, that's just me. That's a low shot.
You've already said it. You know what I mean? I can't take him anymore. So I still have I have the Saints winning that division.
Okay.
I have the Panthers as a very close second.
I have Panthers at second as well.
Right there. I mean, I'm saying
their defense is solid.
Maybe not.
And we don't know what Bryce Young's going to do, but
I mean, you know, they got hooked on a Thielen down there.
That's
down,
right. You know, the boy.
He's down there.
Detroit Lakes. He's a second option there.
Miles Sanders is down there now.
Top 8 running back last year in yards.
There you go. We just learned that right there. We're teaching you how to football. See what we're doing here?
Technically, is that what's happening? Who do you got in third place?
Third place is going to be the Bucks. I'm going to take the Bucks in third place in this one.
Yeah, I got the Falcons. I think the Falcons are going to run all day, every day. It doesn't matter who the it will matter who the quarterback is because they're going to suck.
Oh, someone needs to hand it off to them.
Actually, you're right. No, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to take the Falcons the third on this one.
I thought we'd all have the Bucks for last on that one.
Yeah. I like the Falcons this year. I like Ritter. I don't know why they slipped him out of this one. I like Ritter this year.
You're an idiot. You don't know how to football.
I'm trying to teach you how to football. Maybe. Hurtful names, and this is the guy that wants to find friends. I'm just trying to get him health insurance. You know what I mean? I think you know, Drake London looked pretty good last year. I think he has a pretty decent season. Kyle Pitts is going
to
bounce back.
He is dead to me. Kyle Pitts is bouncing back this year. I'm
calling right now.
I will draft him in fantasy if he is in a double digit round.
Yeah, 100%.
And I won't be happy about it.
Yeah, same.
All right. Let's dissect.
He nearly derailed my team last year.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I'll draft him and not be happy about it. It's like me and Eddie Lacy all over again.
Eddie Lacy. Blast from the past.
Oh, man. So moving on, we're going to the North.
So this division, I could see all four teams winning it.
Mm.
Because we don't know enough about Jordan Love. If Justin Fields can avoid getting injured and turning the ball over, the Bears could be good.
It's a big ask.
Detroit, everyone's high on, but they're Detroit. They Detroit themselves constantly.
They both Detroit themselves.
So I got the Vikings winning the division, but I'm not confident about that.
So I think you're right. I think the NFC North is... It's hard. It's hard to kind of, you know, put a finger on. You could have two teams in it. Don't put your finger on me.
Put a finger on
your limp finger.
Wow.
Grab my strong hand. You can't see it. He's actually picking up his left wrist just to poke me with it. No, I think when it comes down to at the end of the day, we don't know what the Packers have. I think they're still one of those organizations that we talk about with the Ravens, the Steelers, that they're just going to be a solid organization regardless of who's back there. Jordan Love's looked pretty decent in the preseason so far. He's still got Aaron Jones. I'm curious to see what Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs do this year.
Curious to see what they do without Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Given you know, their kind of resurgence at the at the end of the season last year, Christian Watson's coming off a good game, good season. Romeo Doubs finished pretty well as well. I mean, it's a young offense.
Very young.
And so we don't know what it is, but once again, decent coaching, decent organization. We'll see what it is. Their defense is still pretty solid. I agree with you to some extent on the Bears. I mean, getting DJ Moore was fantastic for him. Like, that dude he's a phenomenal wide receiver, right? So you got Moore, you got Mooney, you got the $52 million man, Cole Kmet, out there. Who's going to do some stuff.
They also have, who's the Pittsburgh receiver? Chase.
Chase Claypool. He considers himself the best receiver in the NFL. So we have to take it. If he said it on the internet.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
I thought it was top three.
Three, maybe. But, I mean, he's definitely up there, right? I mean, obviously his stats back that up.
All right, so who do you got in second place?
Second place, I'm taking the Packers. I got to take the Packers on this one.
God damn.
Really?
I'm taking the Packers in second place. I don't believe, if you would have let me finish on this one, I don't believe in Detroit.
I guess I'll let you finish this time.
Detroit is, I mean, Jared Goff will probably throw for 4,000 yards again this season. I think getting rid of Jamal Williams was a big thing on that team. I think it's going to matter a lot more in that locker room. That dude had such a huge personality. And, I mean, he rushed for 17 touchdowns last year. He broke Barry Sanders' single-season touchdown record last year. And he went to the Saints, who paid him the same amount that they paid David Montgomery to come over to Detroit by that point. I'm going to take Jamal Williams over David Montgomery every single day. I think the Lions take a big step back. I think the Lions actually finish third in that division with the Bears finishing last.
Chicago third.
Nope.
I was like battling between like the Lions and the Bears. Like, who would actually be second? I picked the Lions.
Yeah, I got the Lions second. Chicago third, Green Bay last.
Mm-mm.
Again, but all four of those teams could win the division. The North, I think, is up for grabs.
North is up for grabs. I still think it's, you know, Minnesota's division to lose until they prove otherwise. The biggest thing for Minnesota this year is going to be getting out quick and getting up and then holding that lead. You had, what, 13? Like, from behind, like, 1 point
victory. One score games.
Yeah.
We were 13-0 in one score games.
So, I mean...
Well, 13-1 if you count the playoffs.
I just don't believe that you can sustain that going forward to win a division.
Probably. And here's the thing. The defense was obviously the weakest part last year. Brian Flores, coming in as D coordinator...
Sure.
I think is going to make a huge difference. Like, if they can just give up 4 to 5 less points per game versus last year...
Mm-hmm. I mean, you take some of those one-score games. Once again, that's the key, is you just have to... You can't continue to put yourself in those one-score games.
At least we're always in a position to win. But yeah, when it's constantly one score, your luck's going to run out. Like, it ran out in the playoffs.
Yeah, there it was. So, after that, we get our...
Wild cards.
So, you have...
My three wild cards, in no specific order. I'm going to go with Seattle.
As did I.
I'm going to go with Detroit.
As did I.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
No, not for me.
I'm a little high on the Giants for some reason.
You sound like me with Kyler Murray last year. That's what you sound like.
It's going to come I was down on Kyler Murray.
I know, but I was up on him last year. It's going to be the same thing, I think, this year.
So am I going to... You jinx Kyler Murray, and I'll jinx Daniel Jones.
You're
going
to jinx Danny Dimes. Is what you're gonna
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I have Cowboys as the third.
So yeah, the Cowboys,
Mike
Seahawks.
McCarthy taking over play calling duties is going to be bad for them.
Yeah, but that offense is still, like, incredible. I mean, it's still got an amazing offense, and the defense is a top five defense in the NFL.
It is.
But so you have
Cowboys, Lions, Seahawks.
Cowboys, Lions, Seahawks. I got Cowboys, Seahawks, and my third team is going to be the Green Bay Packers.
Gross!
The Green Bay Packers are going to find a way to sneak in there, just like the Steelers are going to sneak in the AFC. I'm taking the Packers this year to sneak in the NFC on the very back end. Jordan Love's going to have a season.
So who's your AFC championship game?
My AFC championship game.
I just came up with mine, and I'm just going to wing it.
Then go for it. Wing it.
It's going to be Jacksonville at Kansas City. Jacksonville wins.
Wow.
Sounds like last year.
That would be 7 years in a row that the AFC Championship has featured either the Chiefs or the Jaguars.
Haven't the Chiefs been in the last seven?
100%.
Wow, that's an interesting...
Jaguars are in 2017, right?
Oh, that was the only year the Chiefs didn't make.
That was the only year the Chiefs didn't. Chiefs have been in ever since then. So last year, when they played each other in the divisional game, it was for sure that, once again, it'd be another year with the Jaguars and the Chiefs in there. I like your optimism on that one, man.
I got Vikings at Eagles. Eagles at Vikings, actually, for the NFC. So it's going to be Vikings-Jaguars in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he thinks the Vikings will have the home.
Wow. So you're taking the team that you always make fun of me for cheering for and putting them in the Super Bowl. And then you're taking a team that you cheer for, who you said is like, toss-up to win the division.
That is exactly what I said.
You just thought of it just now.
You're like,
right?
You know what, man?
Yeah, I just like came out like, I got to come up with something. This is what I'm
going
to come up
any,
with.
Any of those teams could win it. They're going to Super Bowl. Like, let's go for it.
And then Vikings win 35-10 in the Super Bowl.
Man.
Wow.
35-10. That's a stomping.
If I didn't know what you look like being a two-time champ, you winning a Super Bowl against his team is something to... That's just imagine.
I would not go to the Walters. I would fly back to Minneapolis and be in my safe zone.
35.
Where is the Super Bowl? My picks are chalk from last year. I got Chiefs-Bengals. With the Bengals now actually going to the Super Bowl. It's exactly what I bet for my bet ticket last year. And the Niners and Eagles and the Niners. I'm just going to say Bengals beat the Niners in the Super Bowl. How about that? Just to be funny about that.
So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Bengals Jags in the AFC. I'm really hoping that they kind of match up that way. That almost happened last year. Bengals Jags in the AFC, with the Bengals taking it. I think the Jags are still we're right there, but we're still a little bit away. I think this is the Bengals year. I have the Jags beating the Chiefs and the Bengals beating the Bills. Going that way. The other way. Because I have Burrow owning Mahomes. And then Jacksonville beating Josh Allen up there. In the NFC, I'm going to go... The championship is going to be... Sorry, Fernando. I'm going
Eagles-Niners
in there. I'm going to take the Niners on this one to finally break through on that one. So I have Bengals, Niners for the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the Bengals in that one. I think that this is the year, and Joey Burrow's going to get paid. He's going to get paid when he's that MVP.
Is he still living in his parents' basement?
No idea.
He's not paid that little.
Well, no, but he was, like, after he got his rookie contract, like, they were interviewing him. He's like,
I'm saving all my money.
Yeah, I'm just hanging, you know, all my stuff's here.
See, that's
my parents.
That's the dude I want as my quarterback.
Hell yeah.
Right? Like, I want the dude who's like, I mean, I got paid. They're like, didn't you get like $25 million this year? He's like, yeah. But like, why would I spend it? You know what I mean? Like, I paid off this house already. So living in some like $300,000 house like Ohio with 30,000 square feet.
Hell, at that point, just get a house across the river in Kentucky. It's probably even cheaper.
Probably even cheaper by that point. You know what I mean? I mean, the airport is in Kentucky, you know?
It is. I've flown into that airport.
That's a terrible airport.
It's a shitty
airport. Yeah, it's a terrible airport. Sorry for all of our listeners that really feel...
I'm pretty sure they'd all agree with us.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All five of you.
So to recap, Fernando, Chiefs at Jags? Or just...
Jags at Chiefs.
Jags at Chiefs. Chiefs, Jags win. All right.
I like your confidence.
Niners at Vikings. Philly at Vikings.
Yeah, Philly at Vikings. All right, got Jags over the Vikings. All right, I have Chiefs, Bengals.
So you're a toss up on who wins the North, but then hold on. In your head,
it's early in the season.
Hold on. In your head, you're a toss up on the North, but you have them being like the number one seed.
Yeah. Just wait and see, baby.
Because that's probably the only way that it's Eagles at Vikings by that point was the number one seed.
The Eagles could be the number one seed, or the Niners could be, and then the Niners lose to the Eagles.
So you could be the second seed. You're still above the Eagles in this one.
Yeah.
On a 50-50 if you win the division.
Hey, anything could happen.
It's fantastic.
You guys know what the Super Bowl is held this year?
Oh, I do.
Is it Arizona?
No. I thought it was Arizona.
No, that was last year, I thought.
It's the first time it will be held in this location.
Is it...
Santa Clara?
Is it Detroit?
No. It is Vegas.
Oh, right here. We just go to Vegas.
Just go to Vegas for your.
I don't want to watch that game with
Vikings Jags Super Bowl.
That's hurtful.
I already want to punch you in the face when I see you. I don't want to have to.
Also hurtful. Ladies and gentlemen, Fernando Jackson looking for friends and health insurance still.
Friends to punch. And he's literally waving his hand
with your limp hand. All right. So who is your MVP this year?
My MVP-ness.
No.
Kirk Cousins. Actually, no. You know, let's say Justin Jefferson, the first receiver ever to win the MVP.
No receivers ever won the MVP?
Never.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Who's the last non-quarterback to win the MVP?
It's a running back.
It's definitely a running back.
I'm going to go with Adrian Peterson.
That is correct.
And before that would have been
LaDainian Tomlinson.
There it is.
I'm going to pick CMC as the MVP of the NFC.
Ooh,
all right.
That's a solid pick. Also non-quarterback. I'm going to go, he's going off right now at 25-1. I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence is going to be the MVP this year. I know, shocking. But I think the offense they're building down there is going to be pretty incredible. Who is the comeback player of the year?
Matthew Stafford.
Ooh, that's a good one. Especially when they make the playoffs, like I said, they are.
When they
make the playoffs. Stafford's a good pick. Damn. I wanted to go Jonathan Taylor.
What about Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray.
He doesn't have to do much.
I mean, Kyler Murray, all he's got, if he throws for like 4,000 yards and has like a 25 to like a 12 or 25 to 15 ratio by that point.
Yeah.
And then rushes for like another like five, then yeah, he could be. But once again, I think to be the comeback player, I think you have to be in the talks for like a playoff team.
Right.
Like you're not really going to be bringing back. Derek Carr could be my comeback player this year.
Where's he coming back from?
The Raiders.
No. I'll say Russell Wilson.
wrap this shit up.
Maybe wrap it up.
We could wrap it up.
All right, you guys, we're back. I have one arm.
We're back again.
Maybe next year, next week, his arm will be functional.
I might have two arms next week.
Well, this has been episode 2 of Double Doinks and Sackles, teaching you how to football.
Thanks for listening, all 7 of you. We love you.
There's 7 now. I thought it was 5.
You keep changing it. It's been changing. 6, 7. It's been 8, 9.
All 3 of you out there, I appreciate it.
Now it's even dropped more.
My name is Travis.
I'm Fernando.
I am Jimmy G, the stat boy.
We'll see you next week.